The partial government shutdown is over. Along with the pledge drive, the U.S. did avoid immediate debt default, but the hard work may just be starting. Members of both parties are eager to avoid another government shutdown, but skepticism remains as to whether or not they can come together to strike a budget deal. So what are the challenges that face the two parties? Politico congressional correspondent Ginger Gibson says work started yesterday with a meeting between Senate budget leader Patty Murray of Washington State and House budget writer Republican Paul Ryan.
There was a breakfast meeting on Thursday morning, hours, less than 12 hours after the conference committee was created to start the process and start talking about what, if any, agreements they could reach on not only spending numbers for this year, but potentially looking at the long-term and deficit and debt reduction.
What will be the challenges for them to come to some sort of compromise budget? They haven't done that in the last 3-4 years.
So Patty Murray and Paul Ryan are each bringing their own budgets that were passed in their respective chambers, and these budgets are essentially the wish lists of their chamber and their parties. The Republicans in the House want to see some deep cuts, some changes to programs, and absolutely nothing that could even sort of look like a tax increase. Democrats in the Senate, on the other hand, their budget doesn't include those big cuts, leaves entitlement programs intact, and balances in 10 years using the closure of a lot of tax loopholes, so what Republicans call tax increases, and things like oil subsidies and other subsidies that have been their targets for a long time. They're going to have to try to find some common ground between there, which is why this process could be so difficult or even impossible, given how far apart they're starting.
I read a quote from Patty Murray saying, look, I'm not going to vote for Paul Ryan's budget, and he's not going to vote for my budget, which is an interesting starting point for negotiation. How motivated are they at the end of this long saga that we just went through with the government closure? How motivated are they to come to some sort of compromise?
There is a motivation to get some sort of deal, and there are two type of deals that can be struck in this budget conference process. The first is a lot easier, which is agreeing upon spending numbers for the next year. This whole battle that Congress just went through over the continuing resolution was because they hadn't passed appropriation bills that had been passed by both chambers and signed by the president. And part of that's because they hadn't agreed to what the funding level should be. If the conference committee can come to some common ground on funding levels, they can start moving spending bills and avoid the need for continuing resolutions and having this fight again in 3 months. The harder lift and the one that Patty Murray was really talking about there is the long term, is trying to figure out what the next 10 years look like. That's the much more difficult process. And that's what she's saying. They were very cautious in talking after their breakfast meeting on Thursday to say, we don't know that we're going to have a deal. So they're not trying to set expectations beyond anything that could sort of be reasonable.
Ginger Gibson, how likely are they to come to agreement on that first, the easier solution, the actual hard number them itself?
I wish I knew, because then I could know whether or not I'm going to go through another 3 weeks of barely sleeping in a few months. But it's yet to be seen. That the super committee failed. All other attempts of this have failed. But they're putting in a room together, a group, but led by two very sort of wonkish but very political people. Also, a group of people that want to be the victors, that want to be the ones who produce the deal. So it's possible that the desire to get something done could lead to some sort of solution, but I wouldn't start a betting the house on it yet.
And just finally, walk us through the timetable, because everyone kept hearing January, February, but essentially the deadline is December, right?
There is a December 13 deadline for the budget conference committee to report back to their chambers. And the way America hasn't seen a conference committee in a long time because they haven't been doing them. But the way the conference committee works is they're going to report a bill back for both of their chambers to vote on if they can come to some sort of solution. So government funding doesn't run out to January, but their deadline is in December. And the reason for that is to allow the appropriations process to happen if they have a deal in the time between their report on the 13th of December and January when funding runs out. So it's a very quick process. It's only really a few weeks before they're going to have to come back and say either here's our answer or throw their hands up and give up.
Be a nice Christmas present for the nation, wouldn't it?
they could wrap up a bipartisan budget agreement, put a little bow on top of it by December 13th, I think it would be considered a phenomenal Christmas present.
That was Politico congressional reporter Ginger Gibson. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.